Sunday, October 29th, 2006, Minnesota Wild versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 11.
Volski, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hajduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now, and he has
welcome
an answer
for... to episode 20 of the AvsCast. Today we took on the Northwest Division leader, the Minnesota Wild. Manny Fernandez, Minnesota's goalie is the first in the NHL for wins, goals against average, and save percentage. Last time we played the Wild was the second game of the season when we lost to them 3-2 in overtime. This win broke the three-game losing streak going back to last year. The last time we beat them before today was on February 28th, 2006. Minnesota is 9-1, well, now 9-2. So I was a little bit skeptical that the Avs would win, but they sure did by a score of 4-1. One last thing before the game review. The Avs, on average, have the least penalty minutes per game at only 11.1 minutes. And today we only got 6 minutes in the box, so that's good news. Shows that the Avs are pretty disciplined. And when we return, we will have the first period under review. Just listen to it. Listen to it. First period was a good one for the Avs. They got their first goal in the game only 5 minutes in. The goal was definitely warranted. There were so many shots within a 5 to 10 second period just happening as the goalie was laying down. So if they didn't score, I would have been pretty angry. But thankfully, Milan Hajduk got his 5th goal of the season and 1st goal of the game.
Avs recover, near side, Lyles down low, pass it, cross, shot, save, I'm in it, goal! Milan Hajduk on the rebound, his 5th of the year. That puck sat there in the low slot and Hajduk slammed it home and the Avs have scored.
The period was full of chances for the Avs, and they ended up outshooting the Wild with about a 2-1 ratio. The Avs managed to score one more goal with only a minute and 32 seconds left in the period, which shows again that they are a great team at the end of the period. We saw that definitely in the Dallas series last playoffs, when 3 of the games we scored in the last 3 minutes to send it to overtime when we won.
Chipped ahead by McLean to Arneson. Nice move. Shot. Tyler Arneson with a fabulous move coming over the line. And then with a quick snapshot, beat.
There was not really much that could have happened in the last minute and a half, and thankfully nothing did. When we return, we'll have the second period under review. Second period was pretty even, although the Avs continued to outshoot the Wild by a 2-1 ratio. They didn't score, even though they had quite a few amazing chances. 11 minutes and 44 seconds into the period, Dimitra from the Wild scored Minnesota's first goal of the game, and only goal, and the first goal that they've had when they're on the road on the power play.
And scored! That is a power play goal, the first of the season on the road for Minnesota. They've cut the Avalanche lead in half, and Pavel Dimitra with a fabulous looking shot goes top shelf.
Only a minute later, Hajduk scored against the number one penalty kill in the NHL. It was the first goal that the Wild have had scored on them when they are on the penalty kill in the last 36, maybe 37 penalty kills. I know they said that, but I don't have the recording of it, but I know it was right in that neighborhood.
5 chances from in that perfect spot on shot. Milan Hajduk, his 2nd of the game. It's 3-1 Avs. That is a power play goal for the Avalanche.
Let's take it off. The Avs continued to dominate other than one slip, which almost resulted in another Minnesota goal. When we return, we'll have the third period under review. She wanted me to know what she didn't know herself. Said I was one of my lovers. Hey now, that's something else. She played a vocal mission. I played the cosmic heart. Wanted to pay. The third period, like the other two periods, was dominated by the Avs. The high point of the period was Laperriere's 100th goal of his career. It's been a long time since the last time we thought he got his 100th goal, but it was called off after review, and now he has 100 goals.
Joining the rush by Laperriere, McLean Laperriere, yeah! 100 for Ian Laperriere! Fabulous pass from McLean, and Laperriere doesn't want to stop hugging. He got his 100.
They're all, if you know Ian Laperriere, they're all getting kissed.
The Avs won the game 4-1, and they are now 5-4-2 with 12 points. This time, we do have the recording for the three stars of the game, which was not audible in the LA podcast, which was episode number 19, because I forgot to turn mute off the track before I exported it to MP3. So I'm sorry for that, but I do have it this time.
Tonight's second star, from the Avalanche with 3 assists in the game, number 4, John Michael Lyle. And tonight's first star, with 2 goals in the contest, number 23, Milan Hagu.
We made the perfect day when we played the night sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun.
Our temporary widget is done, and if you've been to our site in the last 24 hours, you will have noticed that we did put out a sneak peek version, a sneak peek of version 1.1 out, which will include better functionality, looks better, and overall is just better. So expect that out by Tuesday the 31st. You can find our current widget in 5 places, but we'll only mention the main 2, which would be on Apple's site in the widget section. Just search Avscast. Or the other thing you can do is go to avscast.com, hit the download link you'll see at the top, and that'll take you to a page where you can just simply hit the download button and it'll download. And if you have the default settings on, it'll automatically ask you if you'd like to install it. Keep in mind that this is only temporary, and we will have a new one out made by our friends at Sevenskate out in the next few weeks, which will be much better. They are offering a 5-10% discount depending on the order size off any order. Just mention Avscast. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. When I was going to check the show notes sites to add some more info last night, I noticed that, much to my dismay, the site had crashed and all of the files were gone. So I'm trying to get this sorted out as soon as possible. There are a few other things to note. We were going to do the October review podcast and have it out tomorrow, but then it is an overview of the entire NHL, and we are not the last game of October, so I have to wait till the end of October when all the games are over. So we will have that out on November 1st, maybe the 2nd. Also, on a totally off-topic subject, the music today during the transitions is from Cut Chemist, who I went to see at the 29th Street Apple Store today. I'm sure at least some of you know where that is, and possibly maybe some of you have even been there. You can download some of his music at myspace.com/cutchemist, which, it being on his page, I would assume that it's legal to download, although I got my tracks from iTunes. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a good time.
Now let's practice using